You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Monday, April the 7th of 2025. The time is 9:07. Some light snow. Yep, I'm looking out to my right. Out onto Washington Street here in downtown Wausau. Our WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. And there is snow flying. Otherwise, overcast skies. Very light snow. Nothing that should be any issue. But light snow, overcast, 28 degrees with a wind chill factor of 16. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and at YouTube.com, and the 98.9 WXCO channel. You can join us by calling or texting at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to be part of the program. Coming up, we will talk about the big protest, not just here in central Wisconsin, but throughout the country. In fact, I heard anywhere from 3 to 5 million people hit the streets on Saturday afternoon to protest what is going on in our country right now involving Trump 2.0. So, yeah. And there was hundreds of folks here in central Wisconsin in Rib Mountain. During the course of that event, I was broadcasting a softball game on Saturday, and I was getting a report from folks who were driving around that there were a lot of folks, a lot of horn honking to support the protesters. So we're going to talk about that coming up here in just a few minutes. Also, we will have at the end of our program our daily history lesson, talk about some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history, some of the celebrity birthdays that are happening, some of the special events that are being acknowledged on the 7th of April. And we will wrap it up with our number for the day quiz. And Ian Welsh is on the hot seat again at about 9:56 or so as we give Ian a quiz, one of which is the correct answer, the number for the day. There will be two choices that are incorrect. So based on the math, just by guessing, you should get one out of three, which is 33%. So if he's above 33% for the week, he will be getting a passing grade. If he's below 33% for the week, he will get a failing grade. But we don't want just a passing grade. We don't believe in mediocrity around here. We believe in...
And shoot for the stars.
Exactly. We want to be, you know, beyond just passing. We want excellence.
Yes.
And a winning week is more right than wrong. Or in the case of last week, 50%. But 50% or better. You get 50% or better, you have a winning week. Best ever week has occurred three times, which is 4 out of 5, which was pretty darn good, I got to say. Pretty good to get 4 out of 5.
Very good.
And we're still striving for that perfect week of 5 out of 5. So,
but it all depends on today, because if I get today right, that puts me on the right track to get 5 out of 5.
There you go. So it also makes it easier to get each of the levels.
Yeah.
The passing grade, the winning week. Closer to
Monday is a crucial day.
You haven't had a Monday correct recently. You've been digging from behind a lot lately.
Yeah. I think a couple of times I get a Monday right, but
I don't think last three or four weeks.
Spread out over the course of time. It doesn't occur like too often. But here, hopefully I can start off today.
Here at the top of the second hour, we always give you the topic.
Yeah.
For what you can start thinking about it.
What is the topic for today's?
The topic for today is Superman.
Oh, my favorite superhero.
It actually involves the history lesson as well, because something happened on this date in 2021 involving Superman. So we're going to use this not only as something that occurred on this date in history, but also as your number for the day quiz.
I like that. That's very cool.
There you go, right?
Very cool.
Absolutely. So fantastic. Saturday. And you love to see it because, again, it's about our democracy.
Yeah, it's about protecting our freedoms. And exactly. Protecting our neighbors.
And people across the country on Saturday, including right here in central Wisconsin, said to Donald Trump, it's time for you to listen. It's time for you to start listening to what these insane policies are doing to our country.
Yeah.
And throughout the country, millions of people showed up all over the country. And hundreds of people gathered in Rib Mountain Saturday. And so many reasons to protest. The firing of thousands of people.
Yeah.
The closing down of important agencies. In fact, I'm going to tell a quick little anecdote here before I continue on this.
Go ahead.
Yesterday I did my taxes, finally. Have you done your taxes yet?
My family and I did our taxes.
Yep. So I did my taxes.
But we did do them, yeah.
But I saw a report that this weekend, because of the firings at the Internal Revenue Service, that the United States is not saving money on that. They're losing money because it's allowing many of the most wealthy people to continue to find tax loopholes without any fear of being caught, because there's not as many people doing looks at these tax returns. I'm sure that you and I, we're not getting these major tax loopholes. We just basically get paid for our work. We pay our taxes, hopefully get a little something back at the end of the year with a refund.
We try to save it up as much as we can.
There you go. But the report had roughly $600 billion being lost.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, craziness. Because all these rich people are going to be able to take away, you know, the fear of being caught, because basically Donald Trump and Elon Musk are trying to shut down the IRS in terms of reviewing tax returns. But that's one of the many things in the past 2.5 months that has been happening.
It hasn't even been a year yet.
Hasn't even been a quarter of a year. I mean, it's crazy.
Exactly. It hasn't even been half a year.
It's been about 23% of the year. But people rallied for about 2 hours in Rib Mountain, and they're trying to send a message. According to WSAW.com, Chris Horning, group leader for the North Central Wisconsin Indivisible Group, said, quote, "Let people know that we're not happy with what's happening in Washington right now. It seems like every day there is another, and there's another thing that's being defunded or attacked by Musk and Trump's group. Our democracy is being taken away from us." Mm-hmm. And as you can see by the crowd that has shown up here, there is 600 at the last count, 630 at the last count, people that are not happy with what's going on in our country right now, Democrat or Republican. That was Nancy Stensel, who always joins us every other week. Mm-hmm. She said that at that last count, 630, and there's even more that are coming. Stensel said they want a democracy that works for everybody and here to represent everybody in this country. I want to say something about what people really have to think about here.
Go ahead.
A very basic thing. For many years, I would say that Republican presidents and Democratic presidents, whether you disagree with them politically on some certain policies, that they wanted the American people to succeed, that they cared about the American people. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump does not care. And He has said so. He has said he doesn't care if car prices go up. He doesn't care whether the market crashes. He doesn't care about the folks that have lost their jobs. He has said so. He does not care. Elon Musk has said that empathy is a fundamental weakness of Western civilization.
Oh my gosh.
He said that to Joe Rogan on his podcast. These people do not care.
No.
And the thing that is concerning is there are people that have voted for Donald Trump, I think basically because Donald Trump hates the same people that they hate. Instead of trying to build everybody up, they try to tear everybody down.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is, our leadership has to care about the people. I don't know why you would serve if you don't care about trying to improve the well-being of the people that you represent. And yet Donald Trump seems to have this sort of pride that I don't care. I'm going to do what I want. And frankly, the bottom line is, over his life, he has bankrupted multiple companies. Multiple. And yet, it never affects his standard of living.
No.
I think that if you or I bankrupted a business, it would affect our standard of living. We would not be able to continue to sit on gold toilets like Donald Trump does. But Donald Trump, frankly, does not care about anybody but himself.
He hurts people because he can.
And he gets a rush out of that. He's got a record in his whole business career of stiffing contractors, of agreeing to pay somebody and then stiffing them and then saying, well, go to court. You'll be spending a whole lot of money there. I'll give you a certain percentage right now, but that's all you're getting. He is stiff people. And I mean, at a certain point,
hard for anything in his life. He's had everything handed to him because of his family business. His a father or a grandfather?
His father.
Yeah. His father also had a history of this, and just the fact that this behavior continues through his generations of family is just appalling. And the fact that he thinks he's above everybody else and thinks he can get away with this just because he's a
he's a rich guy.
Yeah.
But
because you're rich, you can do anything you want. That's basically what he thinks.
And he said he had a posting about an hour ago on his Truth Social. I'm going to read it to you coming up after the break.
Be good.
Because again, shows that he just does not care. That's the bottom line. And we have to hold him to that.
Brace yourselves, people.
We're going to come right back. The time is 9:18 with Ian Welsh. I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, Civic Media app as well, YouTube.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube to be able to see a video stream of what we're up to. Also, you can send us a text or call us, 715-382-9297, 715-382-9297. We did receive a text, and this is kind of interesting.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure if you heard It wasn't me. I will say this much. Dan from Wausau said, just checking if you can see my text. You had said last week I won a $100 check. Well, I know I did not say it. And if you did, if you were the winner, somebody else had said it, they'll be contacting you, because last week, the last 2 weeks, in fact, we had our contest, the contest involving text to win. And it was a lot of fun, a lot of winners. I do not have all the winners in front of me. And so maybe he did win $100. I don't know. But it was not me who said that you had won, Dan. Because I did not say anybody from Wausau had won $100. And it's not a check, it's cash. And every time I said it, it was $100 in cold, hard cash.
You did say that.
But Dan, if you were the winner, I'm sure that somebody from Civic Media will be contacting you to get you that $100. But yeah. Yes, I can see your text, and I apologize. I had not checked out our text line over the last number of minutes until that last break. But hopefully you were a winner, and hopefully somebody out there close to us were a winner. But I did say you had a chance to win if you sent in your text. Not that you were all you have to do is text in to get $100. No, it didn't quite work that way. You got part of the drawing at the end of each hour, and some of the hours were $100 payoffs. So, again, Dan, I did see your text, and hopefully you were a winner, but it was not me who said that you were the winner. And hopefully... if you were the winner, you will get contacted, and it won't be hopefully, but you will get contacted if you were the winner. So again, and also coming up, we'll announce who are the grand prize, the Verlo mattress set from our contest that finished up on Friday. I've not seen the grand prize winner passed along to me yet. I think I'm at the end of the chain, so hopefully one of our WASA listeners, our WXCO listeners, were the winners of our grand prize in our Text to Win statewide contest that wrapped up on Friday. But about, what, an hour and 25 minutes ago, Donald J. Trump sent out a posting on his Truth Social account. He says, the United States has a chance to do something that should have been done decades ago. Don't be weak, exclamation mark. Don't be stupid, exclamation mark. Don't be a panickin, exclamation mark. Panickin. Have you ever heard of the panickin?
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Well, Donald Trump says it's a new party based on weak and stupid people. He says, be strong, courageous, and patient, and greatness, all capital letters, will be the result, exclamation point again.
Again, it shows you that he doesn't care.
So basically, Donald J. Trump calls people that are concerned about the economy weak and stupid people. If you're concerned about what has been going on with the economy, you are weak and stupid, that you should just trust that Donald Trump knows what he's doing. The whole idea of Donald Trump as this business superstar was make-believe. Yeah. Make-believe by the NBC television network. They gave him a show called The Apprentice, and they made him look like it is a phony show. It was not a real show. It was a phony show, and it made him look like he was some sort of business genius. When the record says, no. He was not a business genius, but enough people were sucked in. Oh, that Donald Trump is the real Donald Trump. No, he was not the real Donald Trump. And the idea that Donald Trump played a character named Donald Trump. Because if you look at his business record, it takes some real, real business skill to bankrupt a casino. I don't think anybody but Donald Trump can bankrupt a casino. Mm-hmm. I've been in a lot of casinos in my life. And believe me, most people walk out of that casino without the money they came into. I mean, these casinos do not get bigger and bigger and more gaudy because people win a lot of money.
No, they do not.
Yet somehow, Donald Trump, in his business genius, bankrupt a casino, one of the multiple bankruptcies he has had in his life. But now he says to people out there who have seen the results of his idiotic policies in the first 2+ months that You're an idiot, a weak and stupid person, if you're concerned about what's going on. A panickin. I know that Donald Trump did not think of that himself. He'll say he thought of it himself, but he did not think of that himself.
And the fact that he also said he wants people to be brave and courageous and patient and greatness will be thrust upon them. What is there to be patient about? I mean, how long do you expect people to wait for until the economy is bankrupt, until you're kicked out of your house? Like,
lose your 401k, your retirement?
What do you want us to be patient for?
Donald knows what he's doing, he says. And there are plenty of people who say, I trust Donald Trump. I trust that Donald Trump knows what he's doing. No.
Well,
so, again, don't be a panickin, says Donald Trump. Don't be a panickin. Don't panic. All right, Donald, we'll see what happens. The time is 9:28, time for another information update. News, weather, and sports, entertainment. And we're going to have a quick sports update as well. And also, we're going to tell you about another billionaire in the Trump administration that makes a fool of himself every time he opens his mouth. Saw him again on Face the Nation yesterday. And just craziness out there. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, sports-wise, again, we had coverage of high school softball this past weekend. Saw the Wausau West girls softball team. They fell in their season opener against Lakeland on Friday, and then to another really good softball team, Cedarburg, on Saturday. Really terrific pitchers for both those squads. Warriors will be back in action, scheduled tomorrow against Merrill in a Wisconsin Valley Conference game. DC Everest also in that event over at Green Heck Turner Community Arena. They were able to win twice in their first two games of the season. Wausau East went 0-2 as well at that event. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have our first high school baseball broadcast of the season as the Wausau West Warriors take on Menominee, a game that was scheduled to be played at Wausau West, but because of the Still chilly weather, the wet weather. They've moved the game to Wisconsin Rapids. They have a artificial turf field down in Wisconsin Rapids. So we will have that one from Wisconsin Rapids at a little bit of a later time. 6 o'clock pregame and 6:15 first pitch tomorrow night. Wausau West Baseball taking on Menominee right here on Central Wisconsin's only radio home for high school play-by-play, 98.9 WXCO. WXCO.FM, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. I gotta tell a little story here.
Go ahead.
Because Saturday, I was doing the Wausau West softball game, and there was a video streamer there as well. And for the DC Evers game, which was right after mine, there was a person that works over at WSAU. And WRIG. They used to be covering Wausau West. I should say Wausau East and DC Everest high school sports. Right. And this person who I mentioned from time to time on this show is broadcasting DC Everest on this video streamer. Okay. And for whatever reason, I don't know, he apparently doesn't fight to have the games broadcast on his radio station anymore. So I'm on the air for my game. My game was at 12 noon, Wausau West game. His game was at 2 o'clock, but he was there getting ready to go on with the video streamer.
Right.
And I mentioned a couple of times, and I raised my voice a little bit because I wanted him to hear it. As I said, I was saying that our schedule coming up, and I said, and all on 98.9 WXCO, proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides live, local play-by-play of high school sports. I wanted him to hear it.
We are proud to keep saying that, too.
I know I was probably being a little petty there. Just a little bit petty. But
you're making a point.
I was making a point, and I think he heard me, but he would not going to. I have to admit, it's a little awkward at times because I say a few things about that gentleman on the radio once in a while. And
we don't exactly know why they stopped enjoying the broadcast of the high school games. I mean, they were doing it for
many decades. Decades. And they just stopped. They stopped. They said, we don't want to do it anymore. And I think that's wrong. I think that these stations have a responsibility. It is.
You know, it's a good way to bring, you know, more traffic into their radio station and good coverage as well. But you know, if they don't want to do it anymore, that's their choice. But we are more than happy to keep doing it because we are very proud to keep doing it all a year in many seasons, all different sports with different schools, because we do it for you. We do it for the fans.
Exactly. And yesterday, in fact, was National Student Athlete Day. Mm. And I put a posting on my social media and wanted to give a shout out to all the outstanding young people I get to cover on a regular basis. Balancing academics and athletics is not easy. And congratulations on doing it so well. And and it's not just the athletes. It's also the folks, the kids that were involved in the theater production I saw on Friday at West, and the kids that are involved at Everest and East. They have to balance. They have to rehearse and be ready to perform, and also at the same time, not let their studies get behind. So, again,
it can be tough.
Yep, and they do a wonderful job in terms of that. So, yep, yesterday, National Student Athlete Day, and terrific. By the way, there were two people from the Trump administration I want to talk about, not Donald himself and not Elon Musk. One is the border czar, a man named Tom Homan. And he gets on the airwaves all the time, and he is just a hateful expletive deleted here.
Well, not going to say bad words.
I'm not going to say any bad. No, but he is just the worst. And over the weekend, he was on Fox News, and Tom Homan, I mean, you talk about idiocy, this idiocy. I mean, this is so dumb, I feel dumber having read it and talking about it. But Tom Homan, the border czar for Donald Trump, the man who gets such a rush out of arresting people and sending them off to El Salvador, some of which have been proven a mistake. But border czar Tom Holman said on Fox News that he finds Taco Bell's menu offensive to real Americans. And again, I hate when people use that term, real Americans.
You find the menu of a fast food restaurant
offensive?
But Americans.
But let me finish this because there's even more that you're gonna just be amazed.
Oh, please go ahead.
Not only did Tom Holman say that he finds Taco Bell's menu offensive to real Americans, he also says he finds it offensive that Taco Bell has items in Mexican, not English. There is no such thing as Mexican language. They speak Spanish, not Mexican. This man is a few cards short of a full deck.
Yeah.
But that he finds it, number one, offensive that Taco Bell's menu, he finds Taco Bell's menu offensive to real Americans.
Then don't eat at Taco Bell.
But he's an idiot. Yeah. And then he says that it's in Mexican. What an idiot. I mean, I'm sorry. And this man is in a position to ruin people's lives, and he has ruined people's lives. That is wrong. And the second member of the Donald Trump administration that has just been every single time coming on and just being an idiot.
Okay.
Yesterday, the man who is the secretary of, what is his official title here? Lutnick. I think he's the Commerce Secretary. I want to make sure on that. I'm pretty sure it's the Commerce Secretary. Howard Lutnick is the Secretary of Commerce. I was right.
Okay.
And Howard Lutnick is a billionaire, a mega billionaire. And again, he has no clue. First of all, a few weeks ago, he had said that if the government misses sending out a Social Security check, that most real Americans would just assume that it would eventually come, even though there are many older Americans who desperately need that Social Security check on time each and every month.
Mm-hmm.
But he said if his mother-in-law did not receive, who's older than 90 years old, had not received her Social Security check, she would just not do anything. She would assume that eventually she would get that check. And that anybody who does ask why it happened or made a call to the Social Security Administration or to the federal government, well, then they're trying to be fraudsters. Mm. Just for asking why their Social Security check wasn't there. Well, that was a few weeks ago. Well, Howard Lutnick, mega billionaire, Secretary of Commerce, appeared on Meet the Press on CBS yesterday morning. I should say on Face the Nation on CBS. Meet the Press is on NBC. Mm-hmm. He was on Face the Nation. And he says that Donald Trump's policies with the economy and with the tariffs,
mm-hmm.
quote, "The army of millions and millions of human beings screwing in little screws to make iPhones, that kind of thing is going to come to America."
I'm sorry, what?
That these folks that make pennies per hour doing the least intellectually stimulating work of screwing in little screws to make iPhones. He is touting that those jobs are coming back to America because of Donald Trump, when they're, number one, they're not. Jeez. And number two, those are not the kind of jobs we should be trying to build for Americans, for middle-class Americans. He wants sweatshops. He wants servers for rich people like himself. This man is one of the truly great idiots in American history. Truly.
He thinks it's the role of the middle-class worker to basically be like servants for the rich people.
Yes.
Or otherwise just working in sweatshops,
yes.
doing labor
yes.
for the big companies.
You hit it on the head.
So You're devaluing humanity as nothing more than a glorified butler.
And they also don't want unions. They don't want good working conditions. They don't want good pay. He wants these folks to do the most menial tasks for the smallest amount of money in order for people like him to get richer. That is, again, what this administration is all about.
So he's trying to turn the clock back to the early days of history when children were working in the coal mines to make a living.
Working 18-hour days, 7 days a week.
Seriously.
I mean,
how can you
be
so heartless?
It is truly what the Trump administration is all about. So those are two folks I wanted to kind of bring up here this morning as well. Well, coming up, we'll have our daily history lesson. We will have our number for the day quiz.
Mm-hmm.
See if Ian can get off to a winning start this week. So
absolutely.
That is straight ahead. The time is 9:48. Light snow, overcast conditions in downtown Wausau. 28 degrees is the temperature. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Time is 9:52, 28 degrees in downtown Wausau. It is the 7th day of April of 2025, day number 97 of this year. There are 268 days remaining in the year 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And a look at some of the famous events that have occurred on this date in history. April the 7th of 1795, France adopted the meter as the basic measure of length. On this date in 1827, John Walker, an English chemist, sold the first friction match. He had invented it in the previous year. On this date in 1860, Will Kellogg was born in Battle Creek, Michigan. Will's physician brother, John, developed cornflakes and other cereals to serve patients at his mental hospital, and Will founded the Kellogg Company to market the cereals. On this date in 1970, actor John Wayne received an Oscar for Best Actor for his role in True Grit. On this date in 2003, U.S. troops captured Baghdad. Saddam Hussein's regime fell 2 days later. On this date in 2016, the longest ever captured python found in Malaysia was 26 feet long.
Holy smokes.
And on this date in 2022, Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was confirmed as the first black woman to become a Supreme Court Justice in a historic 53-47 vote in the United States Senate. Some celebrities that are celebrating their birthdays today. Director Francis Ford Coppola. He was the man behind the Godfather pictures, Apocalypse Now, The Conversation, so many great movies.
Absolutely.
Francis Ford Coppola, 86 years old today. John Oates, member of Hall & Oates, 77 years old today. Jackie Chan, 71 today. Actor Russell Crowe from A Beautiful Mind and Gladiator and many other movies. Russell Crowe is 61. Philanthropist Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Jeff Bezos. Mackenzie Scott doing wonderful work with the money that she has earned over her lifetime, much better than Jeff Bezos, who's been on his knees for Donald Trump the last few months. But Mackenzie Scott, 55 years old today. Former NFL running back Tiki Barber from the New York Giants, 50 years old today. And Nico Santos of Superstore is 46. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Metric System Day. It is Coffee Cake Day. It is No Housework Day. It is Pet Health Insurance Day.
Very important.
Public Television Day. It is World Health Day. It is World Health Organization Day. And National Beer Day. And for Wisconsin, obviously, that's a big holiday.
I heard them talking about that on the radio as I was driving into work.
Yeah, National Beer Day. I've not had much beer in my life. In fact, less than a half a can total my whole life.
I tried a sip of it once.
It's yucky. Like it. Yucky.
No, it doesn't taste very good to me. Maybe it's just my taste buds.
Yep, I didn't like it either. So those are the special events being acknowledged today.
All right.
All right, time for our number for the day and our number for the day quiz. And today's number for the day involves
Superman,
and it also involves our history lesson, because 4 years ago today, on April the 7th of 2021, a record-breaking price was paid for a comic book as Action Comics number one, which introduced Superman for the first time, sold at auction.
Okay.
And our number for the day is, what was that record-breaking price paid for a comic book, Action Comics number one, which introduced Superman for the first time, sold at auction?
And this was years ago.
4 years ago today. This occurred at an auction on April the 7th of 2021.
Okay, what are my choices?
All right. Your choices are $1.25 million. That's $1.25 million.
Okay.
$3.25 million. $5.25 million. So $1.25 million. $3.25 million, $5.25 million. The record-breaking price paid for a comic book, Action Comics number one, which introduced Superman for the first time.
That is a very rare comic, and people would pay a lot of money for that. Well, I am a huge Superman fan, but I don't buy a lot of comics, so this...
Well, you didn't buy this one, I'm sure.
It's going to be a little tough, but... I'm going to say that that comic 4 years ago sold for, I'm going to say $3.25 million. I'm going to go with B, the star of the week. It's my final answer. I'm going with the middle number.
All right. A record-breaking price of what was paid for a comic book as Action Comics number one, introducing Superman for the first time at an auction. The auction price was $3.25 million.
Nice.
So you got it right. One for one so far this week.
Oh, a good way to start.
There you go.
New work week. Well, that's a lot of money to pay for just one comic. But it must be a very... it is a very rare comic. That's the first appearance of Superman. I mean...
Thanks to Brett and Canise, Jenna Gravine, Maddie Fleece, and Lucy Olson from the CWCT Enchanted Bookshop Musical. Tomorrow we'll have folks from DC Everest, part of their All Shook Up musical coming up this week. And also we'll have Robin Vargas from the Marathon County Public Library. See you tomorrow.
Happy Monday, everybody.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.